Don Gellers was an attorney for the Passamaquoddy tribe beginning in the 1960s. But his fierce advocacy got him into so much trouble he chose to leave the country for a time rather than serve a 4-year prison sentence. That trouble, a drug possession charge, was the result of an alleged conspiracy by Maine State Police and the Attorney General's office to frame him. And it's now the focus of an unusual request from Geller's family and tribal members. They want a posthumous pardon from Governor Mills. Geller's never served his sentence. He did flee to Israel, later returned to New York City, and when he died in 2014, had yet to clear his name. Colin Woodard of the Portland Press Herald has reported on Geller's case and covered the pardon hearing last week. He told me about Geller's arrest and some of what followed.
He was arrested literally on returning to his driveway in Eastport after having driven and filed a suit in Boston. He was arrested for what was called constructive possession of marijuana. A sting team had been going through his house and had allegedly found evidence of there being marijuana cigarettes in the pocket of one of the jackets hanging in the upstairs closet of his house. It had been decriminalized already, but the attorney general at the time decided it would be prosecuted under the old felony statute, and ultimately he was found guilty.
Now, of course, the people who defended Gellers thought he had been set up. What was the evidence for that?
Well, one of the critical pieces of evidence in it was that a now famous sort of libertarian attorney named Harvey Silverglate, who still practices in the Boston area, in 1968, while Geller's appeals were still going on, he came forward saying that he had been in Maine for a separate legal action at a bar over drinks, had heard from an assistant attorney general that the attorney general's office had just set up a meddlesome Eastport attorney and were getting rid of him. And when he put two and two together with the Geller's case, he came up to Maine and testified to this.
Talk a little bit about this pardon request. Who is making it now since Gellers died in 2014, and why?
His family is asking for a posthumous pardon, and they did starting shortly after his death. A Freeport attorney has been representing them pro bono. It is extremely unusual in that as far as anyone knows, remembers, or can ascertain, Maine's never given a posthumous pardon. It's a very important case for the Passamaquoddy tribe because Gellers was such a key figure in defending their civil rights and creating the first and foundational steps of what became the Maine Indian Land Claim Settlement, which included their tribe being recognized as a federal tribe and ending the state treating them literally as wards of the state. And so for the tribe, it's it would be important in terms of healing from the Gellers family's point of view. Amends should be made because this was clearly not a case conducted in a normal fashion.
Now, the pardon is one way to set the record straight, if you will, but are there any officials involved in his case who could be called on to answer now for what they did then?
Well, enough time has passed that many of the people involved have passed away. However, the assistant attorney general that Harvey Silverglate testified that he overheard saying that the attorney general's office had set him up is one of the three people serving on the pardon board today. That man, John Kelly, had to recuse himself from the proceedings last week because of his association with the case. I interviewed Kelly in 2014, and he said he had no memory of the case or of the events that Harvey Silverglate describes. Silverglate is still around and told me that he remembers all this clear as day because it was one of the few times in his career where he felt as though he might be personally retaliated against for his testimony. And as he put it, you know, got in his car the moment he testified and got out of the state of Maine for fear that he might be in trouble.
Colin Woodward, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Colin Woodard is a reporter for the Portland Press Herald.